NerdsReviews.com presents Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever you debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast. Nerds Talking, the podcast, episode 17.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your introductionary captain, Kevin Philip Tubby. And today we have a very special show. We're going to talk about The Rock, you know, from WWF, his movie star. He's in a lot of things these days, and he's probably right now inside of your house because he likes to be everywhere at once. He's kind of like the Biggie Man, but the Biggie Man in a good way, because, you know, he smells what you're cooking. He wants to come over and eat your cooking, you know what I'm saying? That's right. Anyway, here you go, people. Time to lay the smackdown. Nerds Talking.
Welcome to Nerds Talking, the podcast. I'm your host, Lafayette, with Carlos, and that's it. Just us two for today's show. We have a special guest a little bit later, but we are going to cover all things The Rock on this episode, from wrestling to movies to how he whores his name out for products. Not like Shaquille O'Neal or anything, or Kevin Hart. But I think Shaq might be the worst, right? When you think about it, Shaq like puts his name on everything: Carnival Cruise Line, General Insurance, Papa John's Pizza. That guy he'll put his name on anything. It's The Rock, I guess, doesn't really do that. Really, he just he does his own ventures. He doesn't put his name on other brands, right?
What about Under Armour?
But they gave him his own line for Under Armour. You know what I mean? It's not like he's just another athlete, like a Nike athlete. They gave him his own shoe line and clothing. So The Rock, I mean, it's crazy how when you think about The Rock, where he started, because you and I followed, we were big time into wrestling back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
How just he went from this baby face Rocky Maivia character to really the must-see character for WWF at the time. Like, you would tune into Monday Night Raw just to see The Rock.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. He did all the smack talk and the rhyming of the words and, like, just say really ridiculous stuff. Do you remember any of his phrases he would say?
Sure, I remember his best one. You know, no one will ever forget his most iconic catchphrase. Let me give it a shot. Here we go. If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Wow.
I'll dial it back. I'm sorry. Besides that one, like Jabroni was a big one. And then,
Rudy Poo, candy ass. That was always a weird one when he'd say that. Or I'll turn foot sideways, the sticker straight up your ass. And
yeah, you're right. He had a weird fascination with other wrestlers' asses.
Yeah, he liked ass. He liked putting things in asses. I just realized that. Maybe a hidden message there. And then, you know, he went into movies, and he did a lot of bad movies. The Mummy. That was not really him. It was a CGI Rock. Scorpion King, which the Scorpion King movie wasn't that great either. That was his first big solo act.
Not The Rundown, but maybe it's The Rundown.
It's The Rundown with Sean William Scott.
Yeah, I think he did that before he did Scorpion King, didn't he?
I'm not sure. But he wasn't like the main star in that movie. I mean, it was a co-star type of thing. You know, Scorpion King was all him. And then he went on to do a lot of family movies. But something you notice about The Rock is when he did a movie like The Tooth Fairy, he was very slender and slim. Like, he lost all the weight and he wanted to be that leading role, like leading actor type of, you know, guy. You know, I think he was trying to shoot for like the Brad Pitt type of thing, you know, And good thing he didn't stick to that, because that would have never worked for him, because he couldn't act for shit probably his first 10 movies.
He still can't. I mean, I'm a bigger Rock the Wrestler fan than I am Rock the Actor fan. I'm not a big fan of his stuff, only because it doesn't seem like he can say no to a script. I mean, he just does. Like, was it last year, maybe the prior year, where they said he was the highest paid actor in Hollywood? That's because he did so many movies and he did so much garbage. It didn't matter what it was he was doing it. Like what I said, he doesn't say no. So, of course, when you have a guy that does over 10 movies a year compared to everyone else who does like 3 or 4, of course he's going to be higher paid. So does that really count? He's not bringing in box office money. He's just doing movies.
So you didn't like Skyscraper?
I like that about as much as I like San Andreas.
Oh, I forgot about San. I never saw San Andreas.
It was a steaming pile of crap.
I didn't see San Andreas. As a matter of fact, I only saw like 10 minutes of Skyscraper. It was like on TV one day, and I thought it was just a horrible movie. And he did Rampage, also a horrible movie.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, he's made a lot of bad movies.
Well, I'm sure if somebody came up to him and go, "Hey, Rock, we're going to do a 6-part miniseries, and it's just going to be you reading the phone book." Oh, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Of course he
will. Well, yeah, yeah. And it's also, you know what it also is, though, is to put his production company name on things, the 7 Buck Productions, to show that they've made all these things and they produce, like, you know, like he was the producer of The Ballers on HBO. Which
is that
okay.
Still on? Or is that
no, it ended. Over? It ended.
It's over.
It was okay. It was so bad the first season, so bad. But you know, he has a lot of projects in the pipeline also. I mean, I think his biggest role is gonna be playing Black Adam for DC Universe movies. That's probably gonna be his biggest role he's ever done. You know what he was really good in, though? That movie with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, Pain and Gain.
Yeah, he was really good in Pain and Gain. And what was the movie? Was it Get Shorty, where he played the gay cowboy?
Get Shorty. It was.
Or was it a sequel?
It wasn't Get Shorty. It's a sequel.
Yeah, Get Shorter.
Maybe. I think that's I don't remember what it's called.
To me, there's a certain. I think you have to put him out of his element. Like, I thought he was really good in CIA. I think he's good when he has to be out of his comfort zone. I don't care for his action movies. I don't care for his Fast and Furious. But
CIA is not really a stretch either, because if he was kind of funny when he was in wrestling, when he did all those little, you know, promos.
Well, that's why I think it suits him. I think comedies do suit him. To me, it's the same as John Cena. He made so many action movies that went straight to DVD that were made produced by WWE. But when you put him a couple of funny roles, you're like, yeah, this just suits him. This is more. And I think it's also because they're these huge bodybuilder dudes, and you don't expect the funny, you know. You do expect the action movie, the True Lies type of, you know, movies. Well, True Lies is actually not a bad movie. I did watch it recently, and it's actually a piece of shit. But it first came out. Yeah.
I thought it was good. I haven't seen it in a bit, but
I watched it like a week ago, and I was like, oh, this, and it's bad because Arnold's really bad in it. He's just a turd fest in it. But then Arnold's a good one also, because the idea we're talking about The Rock is because somebody at The Rock's age, I think he's now 48 years old, which is crazy. He doesn't look 48. But similar to Schwarzenegger, probably about the same age, their physique looks like they're in their 30s. Like it's way beyond what they should be looking like. And don't get me wrong, these guys work out a lot, but there's something in the water. You know, something.
I think so. And I think obviously he never wants to. Obviously, he'll never admit to it. Neither would I if I was on something. But because of all the kids that look up to him, you know, and you don't want to give off that, oh, I don't do this naturally. I got a little boost. I don't know that he does. You know, the consensus is he's on something to give himself a bit of a boost and to keep himself lean. And I mean, like you said, at his age, he's just totally ripped, and it's hard to stay in that kind of shape as you get older, obviously.
Oh, but yeah,
look at Stallone's in his 70s.
He's 75 or 77,
but he can't Here's the thing about Stallone. He can't take his shirt off anymore because he is flabby.
Yeah.
But his arms are super jacked, so you would never know it. Like in the last couple of his movies, he never took his shirt off. He looked like he had like sleeveless shirts on, but he never took his shirt off.
Yeah, like when he was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, wasn't it? Wasn't he in that one?
He was
Part
in
2? That. Yeah, yeah. And you know, but Stallone is a man, Stallone is an underrated actor. He's a good actor. You know?
Oh yeah, he is.
Yeah, he does a lot of he's made a lot of stupid movies, but he knows that, you know. But man, his best acting role outside of Rocky 1, which is amazing, is Copland. I think it's called Copland, right?
Yep, Copland.
Plays a big fat sheriff. Kind of dumb.
Yeah.
He's really good in that. No, he's just good, man. But he's another one that, but he's already been caught steroids, HGH, blah, 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 when he was like 65 years old, you know?
Right. So he was caught in an airport, I believe, trying to bring it with him.
Yeah, through Florida.
I believe it was in Australia.
Was it Australia? I thought you had caught landing here in Florida. No?
It was in Australia. It was in Australia.
Either way, it's just these guys at that age. This goes for Schwarzenegger when he was doing movies in his late 50s, 60s and trying to remain buff. And, you know, it is what sells the role. Because could you imagine Rock right now, 10 years from now? You think he'll still be doing action movies? Or will he transition into being the detective, or you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be weird seeing his transition from where he is now to My Life, out of shape, not caring about anything. It's just podcasts once a week. That'll be the Rock's thing. His Rock's podcast will be called What's Cooking?
That's right.
That's what it's going to be. What's cooking? That's the Rock. It's interesting.
I think we're being oversaturated with The Rock. I mean,
You got the move.
I mean, he's no longer in wrestling, but he'll show up every once in a while. Then he's got endless amounts of movies, and they're rarely good. I guess the next one coming out is the one with Ryan Reynolds on Netflix. I don't know the release date of that one. And then he's got his show, The Titan Games.
Oh, then we got the
Under Armour stuff. And then we got, now he's got a vodka, not a vodka, but a tequila he's trying to push. And then we got The Young Rock comes out next month in February, a TV show.
And he has an energy drink.
Oh, yeah. You told me he had an energy drink. I never knew he had an energy drink.
He does.
Has
an energy drink coming out called Zoya.
It's called what?
Z-O-A, I think. Zoya.
Z-O-A.
And then I don't know if it's Zoya or Zola. I forgot which one. Or Zoloft. It could be Zoloft.
Zoloft.
Zoloft is in the drink.
Really?
It's in the drink. Yes. Yeah. It's the best thing. It's a pick-me-up. You know what I mean? It's an upper. Why not make Zoloft into an energy drink?
Why not?
But yeah, like you said, I can't blame him. If I was him, I'd do the same. I mean, the guy owns the XFL.
That's right.
Think about that.
He does. Well, that's going to do. I don't know. That's a risk. Oh, that's a risk.
They got sued already twice by the NFL for logos.
Since he bought it?
Yeah, because logos. Yeah, the Houston Roughnecks logo looked too close to the Houston Oilers. Then they changed it. Now it looks too close to the Patriots. You got to change it again. And there's another team also that they're like, that looks too close to our logo. And it's like, man, this okay. I think it's going to be successful. I do. I think he's going to get a lot of investors to jump on board. And it's because of him, you know. He's a likable guy, you know. I mean, I guarantee if he like, knocking your door right now, hey, Carlos, hey, want to come help me do this? You'd probably not turn him down.
No, I'd grab my shoes and run out the door.
That's what I'm saying, you know. But then if, let's say, another guy showed up to your door, let's go with Dustin Hoffman, you know. He's probably lost and needs to use the restroom or something, or he's old and doesn't know he's at your door.
But I grabbed my shoes and head out the door. You probably need some help. Wait, get him back to his car. Like, are you lost?
Right. Good old Dustin Hoffman. Good old Tootsie. Nice. Yeah. Okay, then what if it was Mickey Rourke?
Oh, man. I'd chew him away. I'd grab a broom. Get off my porch.
Oh, man.
Mickey and Rourke. Go see your plastic surgeon. He did a shit job.
He tried his best. That's all you can hope for. All you can hope for. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to be back with our special guest, Mike, a guy that knows a little bit about working out, steroids, and his take on The Rock and so forth. But more or less the effects of steroids, taking them. He'll kind of tell you his journey of taking steroids and explain it as well. Because I think some people just think inject it and boom, I'm going to be Hercules. He'll explain it to you. We'll be right back after this on Nerds Talking the Podcast.
Man, I sure like myself some Rock. You know what I'm talking about? If Rock knocked on my door, he's like, hey, man, let's go outside and, you know, have some fun. And be like, man, if you put the people elbow on me and then you lay the smack down with the Rock Bottom, then, you know, I think we're going to have a good time. You know what I'm talking about? But please don't show me the movie Tooth Fairy. I didn't like that movie, Rock. Sorry about that, buddy. But you know, I drink tequila if you want me to drink your tequila. But anyway, right back to the show here, Nerds Talking the Podcast.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. And for this segment, we have a special guest, Mike. Mike is into, I would say, physical fitness.
Yeah, I've been basically a gym rat all my life. Well, since I was a teenager, at least. And, yeah, I've been working out for a very long time. And, you know, The Rock, he's one of my idols, too. You watch him. I grew up watching him in wrestling and then seeing him transition into Hollywood. And then clearly seeing the fast transformation of his body. And you're like, okay, dude's getting pretty old. How's he going to maintain this physique like this? And he's just gotten better and better. He looked like crap. And if you look at him side to side pictures from when he was in wrestling to where he is now, dude, he's leaner, he's bigger, and just overall massive now than when he was in his younger years, which he should have been in better shape then, but he looks like he's in way better shape now, in my opinion.
He's actually leaner now than he even was just like a year or two ago. He looks a lot leaner, but he looks like wider. You know what I mean? He looks,
his head looks,
he looks round,
too.
Like every muscle.
Right. A big old head.
I don't know about his head looking bigger.
Like Barry Bonds syndrome.
His shoulders are like somebody put bowling balls in them.
Right.
Like perfectly round. And man, I just, you know, I feel like it's hard to achieve that physique at his age, because he's probably about the same age as probably Carlos. I would think he's about the same age as Carlos. And how old are you, Mike?
Well, I'll be 40 this year. And I actually want to say, I think he's a little bit older than Carlos. And
he is 48.
He's 48.
48.
I mean, let's take Stallone, for example, right? Stallone, we know, takes steroids.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh yeah,
man, he's 75, and the dude looks jacked, right?
Yeah. He's
he can't.
Yeah.
He can't achieve that.
He's straight out come out saying that he's been on growth hormone for a long time, and that's how. And I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
Other things as well. But he promotes. He's like, yeah, it's like,
yeah, yeah,
fountain of youth. Kind of, so.
Well, and that's kind of how we're going to talk about. Like, is it what's the negative to somebody like The Rock taking steroids or anything of that nature? If it's just to benefit his career, because of course he has to maintain that physique, and. You know, it's like in sports when people kind of frown upon, oh, this guy takes steroids. What's guy wants to play longer? He wants to stay healthy, right, and play long. You know,
yeah, he wants to stay in the show.
You know, he wants to stay in the show. I'm looking at Tom Brady. Tom Brady takes something. What, we don't know. I don't know if he just eats baby wombats, but there's something Tom Brady does that keeps him in the show. And
yeah,
The Rock's no different. The Rock. He does his little Instagram, look at my breakfast. I eat like 7,000 calories and I drink a whole bottle of tequila,
right?
You know,
right.
And then I work out 6 hours a day. Well, whatever works for you. But I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like it just depends. Like, Now that he's not in wrestling, I could care less if he does steroids. But when he was in wrestling and guys like Triple H, you can tell did steroids. Like, you could just tell, like, wow, buddy, you are all of a sudden ripped up and you have more pimples than a 16-year-old virgin, like, you know, on his back. And I don't know. It's just The Rock. I don't know. It's interesting because as a guy like yourself that looks up to The Rock, and do you see that as something that people that do look up to him and lift weights frown upon? You know, that he possibly could be taking some type of steroid or human growth hormone.
You know, I think if that's what he's doing, and it's clearly making him tons and tons of money, plus he's a very charismatic character. Everything he's done has been blockbuster. So I think personally, for me personally, I used it in a way that I thought that I was not abusing it. It helped my performance. It helped my confidence, my self-esteem. When I was in the gym, I worked out like an animal, and you feel like a machine. And then you get recognition from that, you know, and then you start feeling good about yourself. So one, it's definitely it helps boost your confidence or your ego, if you want to say that, because you're getting compliments on, damn, bro, you're looking big, or, you know, you're getting a lot more attention from the ladies. But in terms with The Rock, looking back when he was a football player, so like he's got some awesome genetics. He's half black, half Pacific Islander or something like that. Those dudes are like, they're monsters by nature. And if he's already got that with him, shouldn't really take too much to help just elevate that to what he is now, which is he's a beast. And definitely what I think could hurt him in the long run is health side effects, depending on how much he's using. And I don't know how long he's been using it for, but there's always side effects with all this kind of stuff. And the amount that you're using it, and if you're abusing it, it's definitely gonna wear on you. You know, if you're an alcoholic, your liver's gonna go to crap real quick. If you're taking steroids or you know, that kind of stuff, there's negatives to that, and it's gonna catch up with you one way or another.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he could be just taking Nugenics. Frank Thomas says it's good for you. Carlos, what's your take on The Rock? If that's, you know, if it's something he's doing, I mean, like I said, to me, it doesn't matter if he's not, like, he can drug test an actor or like in a sense, who cares? I think it's a personal thing. Like Mike said, long-term health benefits is really where it's at. But then again, we don't know how much he's taking. We don't know how he's, I don't know if there's different types and so forth. You know what I mean? Like, so who knows, but,
And on top of just taking steroids, diet is huge. Diet's like 80% of the whole thing. If you're eating right, eating the right foods at the right times, you can really transform your body hugely. And so the steroids is really the catalyst of everything else. But your diet, he's got top shelf chefs, I'm sure, making his food for him, or dietitians making...
Oh yeah,
dialing everything in perfectly for him: calories, fat.
I mean, do you,
proteins?
I mean, would you say? I mean, what's the benefit of taking steroids in the sense? Does it give you does it give you adrenaline boost? Does it, like, what's the benefit?
So you've heard of
if you're a gym rat.
Okay, so the term anabolic means that your body is in a muscle building state. Always, when you hear the term catabolic is when, let's say you go out and you're a runner, and you're running, and you churn in, you know, those guys are really skinny and bony. Well, the majority of all that running and burning up, it's eating your muscles away. So your muscles are deteriorating, getting eaten up. When you're anabolic, they're constantly in a building stage and platform, so they're ready to take any nutrients, any food that you put in your body, and transform it into muscle. So that's why it's called anabolic steroids. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. there's natural ways to get that too, but it's not like having steroids up in you.
Yeah. So oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, steroids like taking a magic pill in a sense, you know?
Right.
Well, or you know, I mean, for yourself, when you took them, people always talk about roid rage. Is that a thing?
Well,
like, did you feel like your attitude changed?
You know, and to be honest with you, when you first start out doing it, you think you do your research and then you figure out what's a good amount to take, right? And then you test it and then you're going a little bit and then you notice little things. Like for me, I know this, and this is bad. I have little kids at the time, and they, instead of having the patience that you normally would with little kids, you would end up feeling like you were snapping at them a little bit more, like, knock it off, you know, leave your sister alone, a little more so than you normally did. And then if you're married and your wife said, hey, why are you so upset all the time? Ah, they're just bothering me. You know, and it's like when normally you let a lot of that stuff roll or slide off your shoulder, you would notice a difference in your ability to your patience level. And that's in my case. But gotcha. Here's the thing. It's like gotcha. everybody's different. You know, everybody's body chemistry is different. Yeah. So a certain amount that I would take and what you would take, you could have like no effects like that. And for me, I'd be like a little bit more irritated about, you know, extra things. So
it's kind of like the Rock person. Clearly takes a, the Rock clearly takes like a happy steroid because he's always in a freaking good mood. I mean, the reason why we bring up the Rock too is we were talking about the Rock on a previous podcast about his movies and, you know, kind of like, he could play multiple roles. That's the thing about the Rock. He could be this big buff guy in a comedy, which is hilarious just because he's out of place. Right. But it's just the guy, like you said, he's nonstop. The guy is literally nonstop. He is like 24/7 turned on, work, where he has to maintain the physique. And now he's playing a superhero coming up in a DC Films movie. So he clearly has to, you know, be jacked for that.
Yeah.
But then again, he has to be, I don't even think he feels like he has to be jacked for everything. I think it's just his mentality. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Did you ever watch Ballers? Because Ballers, he was a little more bigger. Like, mm-hmm. you could tell he wasn't as lean.
He
wasn't as ripped at all. He was big.
But if he is taking anything, he may have changed what he was taking. Like, I mean, Mike could probably know
you're
more
cutting
about
out.
It, but Deca, for instance, will make you puffy and big, right?
Yeah, so different steroids do different things for you. So like if you're bulking and you're trying to put on a lot of weight, you're going to use something with, and you're using these with testosterone. Testosterone is the hormone that's like the platform, and all these other steroids build off of your testosterone. So you can't just go and take Deca or Tren or Winstrol and all these different well-known steroids without adding testosterone to it. Otherwise, you're going to have some seriously messed up, out of whack hormones. So, like what he's saying is he could be doing Deca and just doing his normal regime, but it's going to hold more water weight. And so he's going to look softer instead of more lean and cut. And then he can take a whole nother, set of whatever cycle he wants to do where he's going to lean down and he's going to shed a lot of that water weight and get cut. And that's a whole nother, cycle of, there's multiple cocktails of this stuff that depending on what you're trying to achieve, that's what you would tailor your steroid regimen. You know what I mean?
Now for basic over the counter, like I go to GNC or wherever, Vitamin World, what would be the strongest, that's not necessarily, there's no equivalent per se, but what's the strongest thing someone could get there to try to achieve the same goals?
Would you say? Know, to be honest with you, I haven't really spent much time in GNC other than to get like some protein powder. And
yeah.
Before I was doing, before I would take some cycles of stuff, I would get maybe some creatine. And the thing was, when all in my 20s, I was really nervous to like step over that threshold and like go into that realm of working out. I wasn't ready for it. I figured, man, I heard a lot of bad stuff about it, the side effects, all this stuff, you know, your balls are, you know, don't work anymore and all this stuff. So I waited until I was about 32, to be honest with you, is when I first started. And I'd already had my kids, you know, I had a vasectomy. I didn't even care about my balls
at that
anymore.
Point, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Don't matter. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to have some mentally messed up child or anything like that.
Well, how often did you take it when you worked out, and how often did you work out when you were like hardcore?
When I was hardcore, I was trying to work out 5 to 6 days a week, but being, you know, married and kids, it's hard sometimes to be 5 days a week. But, and then I would take, my shots 2 times a week, and you would split it in half, right? So let's say you would do like half on Monday and the other half on like Thursday or Friday. You'd wait, you know, wait 3, maybe 4 days. And you were trying to split it for the week, because if you take it all on one day, and it's usually a week is what, you know, the time frame. So if you split it up 2 times a week, it helps to even out your hormone spikes, because testosterone is a hormone. So if you take all of it on Monday and then you wait a whole week, it like spikes up and then it spikes and then it comes down. But if you take some on Monday, it goes up and then it comes down a little bit, and you hit it, and then you take another shot on Thursday and it goes back up again. And it's kind of like trying to even out a hormone fluctuation, if you will. So yeah, basically twice a week. And then I was trying to work out, you know, at least 5 days a week. And, you know, I got to, you know, tip my hat to The Rock, because you don't stay that way without busting your ass. Like, yeah, you can take steroids and stuff, but to look the way he does, he kills it in the gym. You know, it's hard work. He's not just, oh, go in, you know, run the treadmill and do a couple of 5-pound curls and bounce. He's putting in some serious work on top of the diet and everything else that he's doing to maintain what he's got, because that's just how it is. Like, you look at bodybuilders, like the heavyweight bodybuilders, they're killing themselves. And that's day in, day out of eating, working out hella hard, sleeping, get back up, do the same thing. And it's not just you take this magic pill or you take a shot in your leg and poof, you're, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, doesn't work that way. You still got to put in a lot of time in the gym. And
I will never achieve this. So you just said, I will never achieve. I went to a gym one time and they said, you want to sign up? I looked over, saw some guys sweating, said, that's enough for me. Just walked right out. But
you know what? If you were to start something like this, it might actually help motivate you. You might be like, well, you know what? I'm paying, you know, 100 something bucks for a bottle of this shit. I don't want to waste it. I might as well get in the gym and make it
work.
Oh,
yeah. So no, I mean, Carlos and myself, yeah. We used to go to the gym every day in our 20s. And it was the same thing. I go to GNC. Hey, let me get this. Let me get that. I want some of this and hydroxy cut and this and that. And it was just to like maintain, you know, keep low weight and blah, blah, blah. And it's true, though. You want a great physique. You got to put work in. It's like anything else. You want to be a good basketball player. You want to be a good artist. So on. You got to put hours of work into it, so on and so forth. It's no different.
Yeah.
So that's how I view it.
Exactly. But pretty much what these steroids do, they put your body in an anabolic state. So everything you throw at it, you know, as much working out as you do, it's packing on muscle and it's burning fat at the same time. And then you look like a Greek god, you know. And
now, how do you feel about
that's pretty much.
For some reason, you know, they want to make this illegal, or they say it's illegal How do you feel about that? Why even bother making this illegal? It's just giving you an edge, not only in what you do career-wise, but in life too. Like you said, it gives you confidence, you know, it makes you look better. So why not? Right. Why give it the label of illegal, you know? It's an illegal substance, controlled substance.
Definitely, and when it comes to professional sports, if you're not on this stuff, you got a major disadvantage, because this turns football players and baseball players into absolute animals, freaks of nature, and they're takes their natural abilities, you know, and out of the park. So if it's a, you know, balanced playing field, or if you're trying to get an even playing field, if you're not on anything, that's not going to happen. When it comes to just regular, like, hey man, I'm an accountant, but I like the way I want to look good. Yeah, that shouldn't, I don't know. Really, there's a lot of other probably reasons behind why they don't legalize a lot of this stuff, because you can buy it over the counter in tons of different countries. Right. And that's what a lot of dudes do. They, on the black market, they're going over to the other countries, buying it, bringing it here, and selling it around the gyms. So it's kind of, it sucks, because if they would legalize it here, they could regulate it better, make better quality stuff, and make sure that people are doing it right if they educated them. And it's not hurting anybody, but, you know, idiots who aren't doing the research and aren't going out there and learning about this stuff before they put it in their bodies. That's another thing, is I don't just promote, hey man, but, you know, do this and you're going to deal, you know, get awesome. It's just like, okay, I want you to do some research before you really jump into this, because there's a lot that comes with it, mentally, physically, and you know, there's after you get on this, and let's say you achieve a body that you are like, oh my God, I've never felt this good. I've never looked this good. This is awesome. And then all of a sudden life changes, and now you're not going to be able to continue to work out in the same fashion, or, you know, whatever happens in your life, and you have to stop. Well, now when you stop, all the results that are so awesome start to fade. And then you start to look in the mirror, and then you start to have to deal with the psychological aspect of, now I look like shit, now blah, 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 and your whole self-worth. And you gotta, there's a lot that happens when you stop taking as well. So.
Right. Oh, for sure. Now,
what I think is funny, like the whole legality thing, is you can't get it. You can't just get it over the counter. But if you sign up to these men's clinics, which I think is funny, it's totally legal. They will sell it to you. They will show you how to shoot yourself up. That's how they do it. You go in, you talk to them, and they'll tell you what they're giving you, how long they're giving it to you for, how much it'll cost per month. And then they'll just send you home and teach you how to shoot yourself. You know, they're not going to do it for you. I don't know if that's the legal part of it, but they can definitely sell it to you.
Right. That's one of the loopholes. So when I first started out, a good buddy of mine, he was competing in men's physique competitions. And he went to a nurse practitioner who was in the men's health department also. This is not going to Kaiser or Blue Cross, you know, any of your regular hospitals. So basically he went, made an appointment, $350 just to see the person, the nurse practitioner.
Right.
Then there's blood testing, and then there's, oh yeah, you're deficient. And whatever your testosterone levels are, they're going to say, yeah, you're deficient, we'll hook you up.
Oh, absolutely.
And then after that, there's ordering the stuff. You get it from a pharmacy from wherever, Florida or wherever they can do it. So by the time you're done, after you leave the initial meeting, it's about $900 to almost $1,000 just to set up an appointment, get blood tested, and buy the stuff from a nurse practitioner. Then after that, it's about $200 every 10 weeks to consistently get a refill of this stuff.
Wow.
So it's a huge moneymaker for these nurse practitioners. However, hospitals, they won't touch you with a 10-foot pole unless like you have like zero testosterone in your body and something's seriously wrong with you. But yeah, why? So you can legally go that avenue, but you're paying out your butt.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't make sense because, for instance, let's take athletes. And of course, baseball players are the most known for taking steroids. It's like, just legalize it, but legalize it in the sense where the club administers it, monitors it, you know, the club doctor and so on and so forth, but it doesn't necessarily keep pumping you full of it to make you bigger. They're just trying to, more or less, they want to keep their, you know, their thoroughbred going, right? They want Barry Bonds to keep playing for the team. So
the longevity, like, the longevity.
Of yeah, the player, yeah. So yeah, they're not, you know, and it's all monitored. I think that would make more, I think it goes for anything. I mean, in the sense of steroids, any type of way you want to use it. Cause I mean, in the end, it's not like, first of all, if you made it legal, not everybody would do it. That's number one. They just wouldn't do it because people already know they're very aware of the health effects, side effects. So they're not going to just jump out and, you know, oh, I'm going to go do, you know, cocaine's legal. Let's go. I'll do cocaine. Right.
Right.
But steroids, it's the same thing in that aspect of that everyone's going to take it. Everybody at the gym is trying to achieve that goal. They don't all want to be super ripped, you know, and so forth. You know, and you're probably right about one thing. It here in the United States, somebody will end up making it to where it's a gummy or something. You know what I mean? Or right. Something ridiculous where it's like you can buy it over the counter at a very expensive price, you know, mm-hmm. and maybe it's not as strong, but you can pop, you know, one every 2 days or whatever. And I don't know. It's interesting for sure. The steroid talk is very interesting because I never saw it as a problem. The problem that it gets into is stuff like when Russia uses it for all the Olympics and you can clearly tell they're cheating. You know what I mean? Like there's those type of things, you know, where, but that's sport though. So you have to regulate that. Why would you want, you know, the everyday guy that wants to go to the gym and like you said, wants to look good. Okay, sure. Why not? Knock yourself out, buddy. You know?
Well, and I think another tactic that the media and other people are using is, like, remember the stories of like what was it? Wrestlers who
like Chris Benoit
killing their wives or something. It's because he was on Benoit. The steroids. Well, no, it's because he's a psycho, you know what I mean? And then there's a football loose. Player, what was his name?
It's a prison. I don't know who you're talking about.
Henderson.
Hispanic.
Hernandez.
Hernandez. Oh, Hernandez. Yeah, well, Hernandez, see, that's just it. Yeah. They're already, it's just like adding fuel to the fire. You know what I mean? That's just like Benoit killed his family and people, it's roid rage. Well, you know what? The guy already had rage and he was something with religion and this and that. He was already amped up. And then when his friend Eddie Guerrero died, they said those steroids caused his heart attack. And yeah, okay, I could see that, but he wasn't roided out. He didn't have rage or anything, you know. It's just
right.
You know, at a certain age, that's what you shouldn't take it as much. You should just go, hey, I don't think my body can handle this anymore. You know, right. And if anybody remembers Eddie Guerrero, he was clearly ripped. And you're like, yeah, that's not natural. Like, right. You know, like you knew it was, you know what I mean? It just same as Hulk Hogan when he was still wrestling and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But, you know, but when we go back to the, you know, The Rock again, it's a longevity play, of course. And, like, you know, he's an actor. Who cares at this point, you know?
Yeah, no, that's what makes him so great is how huge he is on stage and, you know, his charisma. And he's killing it, man.
Yeah, I mean, he is what Arnold Schwarzenegger was for us growing up. You know, like you had to see it because it was the big muscle dude that you just love to watch in these movies. You know, that's just that's what he is. And there's no modern day action heroes like that anymore.
Right. I love the dude. Mm-hmm. He's funny as hell. You know,
he is.
I love seeing him talking shit on the screen. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's
besides besides the roid rage or whatever you want to call it, what other cons do you see to using this stuff?
Well, you know, I touched on the psychological aspect of it.
Right.
After you either get to a point where you're not using it anymore, then you're not seeing yourself at that you know, performance peak, and you're not looking as good as you used to. You really have to come back to reality and realize, you know, the shit's not real. Like,
right.
If so you, put you, you know, in a real, real, a norm, yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, your normal body is not all jacked up and shredded. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not, you can't sustain that for that long. And eventually, you know, you're going to be soft. You're going to have some, right. You're going to be fat. You're going to, so coming to grips with that reality of like, okay, I need to be okay with myself no matter what. And you know, you got to love yourself and not just put everything on the way you look. And it's, yeah, like I said, the psychological aspect of coming off of doing steroids for a long time. Like, if you were to do one cycle, let's see, one cycle is about 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get some good workout in and you're starting to feel good again. And let's say, you don't just do steroids on top of it. Let's just say you just do testosterone, which is a hormone. Mm-hmm. And you just start feeling good. Like your mood is lifted up. You're starting to feel more confident when you walk into a room. You can look a person in the eye instead of, you know, stare away. Because a lot of that is hormones. You know what I mean? Like the way you're feeling about yourself, the way you perceive yourself. And for me, when I started doing it, when I started taking testosterone, I noticed, hey, I could walk into a room, look anybody dead in the eye and be confident as hell about who I am and why I'm there, you know, and that changes. There's a lot of men out there who don't have the confidence in themselves and don't have the ability to look another man in the eye and have a normal conversation without looking away because they have something inside of them that is making them feel lesser. If you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like,
right, right. Oh, yeah. You're 100% yeah. correct. I mean, just about everyone. Yeah. Just about everyone I know that growing up and so forth, and they were gym rats and had a physique, and they always carried more confidence, even though we knew them as, oh, come on, man, you know, you're not that guy. But they right. gave them confidence. It just did. Yeah. And it does, because you feel like you tower over people. You mean you're not trying to intimidate people, but people feel intimidated. You know what I mean? Right, it definitely right. builds your confidence. That's for sure. 100%. So, I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, you know, that's, you know, I mean, you know, if you're out there and you work out and, you know, you want to do it, you know, the natural way, you know, diet, and mm-hmm. I guess you got to work out pretty hardcore. You know, that's how you want to go. If you want a little boost, you know, be, you know, do it in a safe way, but, you know, out there. And if you want to be the Rock, good luck. That's what I guess about
that. Yeah. We're never going to be the Rock. That's for
sure. Yeah. You're never going to, that's not even, no, only probably closest person probably ever be the Rock would probably be me, but I don't want to do it. So,
yeah.
All right. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us here on Nerds Talking. That was excellent.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, we wanted to cover that topic, and it was fantastic. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back after this on Nerds Talking the Podcast.
Okay, well, now I know I'm probably not going to be taking steroids anytime soon. I mean, I'm not really a physical fitness type person, but, you know, I think I'm pretty strong, you know? But I used to take Flintstone vitamins as a little kid, and Flintstone Fred, he could move a whole car with his feet. So I think those are going to be pretty strong, huh? And remember Barney? Man, Barney was a funny guy, man. I like Barney a lot. Anyway, back to Nerds Talking the Podcast.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking, here with Lafayette and Carlos. And that was our guest, Michael, and his take on steroids, The Rock, and health when it comes to using such things, supplements, and so forth. Hopefully you were informed. I sure was. Carlos, were you informed?
Absolutely.
What'd you learn? Where did you learn?
Well, I learned that I guess if I wanted to take more than supplements, I guess I just got to take it into my own hands, and it's my responsibility, basically, you know?
There you go. It's true. It's true.
I mean, obviously there's side effects that you need to worry about, but when you look at the guys who you know have done it, I mean, they're still around. And the guys, like you had mentioned, Eddie Guerrero, I think part of the reason he had a heart attack was not only, I don't know if he was on any type of HGH or steroids, but
cocaine.
A lot of these guys are hopped up on painkillers.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll stop your heart faster, mm-hmm. I believe, than steroids. I mean, they're addicted to this stuff.
Oh, same as when football players die early. It's usually that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? how do you measure if you... Because Michael makes it sound like he took steroids for vanity. That's what it sounded like. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
for self-esteem.
Like self-esteem, confidence, vanity purposes. So, like how do you measure your need or want to take steroids? Because I look at it as that's all it is. People say it's to get that edge. Well, I think it's also for you to try to look better than the next guy at the gym and so forth. You know, like... It's a boost, but it's a boost because you don't necessarily want to put in all that extra work to reach that on a natural level.
But you still got to put in the work. I mean, you're not going to just take it and then just go watch TV.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is if you take it, you probably also have to up your game in the gym. You know what I mean? You probably have to do a little extra, you know, I would assume, but I don't know. I mean, is there a test? You know, do I need steroids? Like if you could beat up a bear, would you take steroids?
If I could take it so I could beat up a bear.
No. If you could already beat up a bear.
Oh, then no, then I wouldn't.
Exactly.
I can beat up a bear.
You know. Yeah, you can?
No, if I could.
Oh, okay.
A koala bear, maybe.
I was going to say, I didn't say what size bear. Could be a cub.
What if it was a red panda? They don't really look like bears, look more like foxes, but
they do look like foxes.
Maybe a red panda.
And plus, a koala bear is not a bear.
Kick its ass. What?
You know that? Yeah, it's not a bear.
It's in its name.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Koala bear.
The word car is in your name. Can you transform?
But my name is not Car Los or Carlos mm-hmm. the Car or Carlos mm-hmm. Car. Mm-hmm. It's like, just like koala bear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's a bear.
Well, I think, I don't know. Is he a bear? It's like,
beat
like
the
how
shit
about,
out of Winnie the Pooh, though.
How about bear cats? They're not bears.
A what?
A bear cat. They're not bears.
Bear cat.
Yeah, bear cat. You looking it up now? You giggle it?
I'm going to look it up because I don't know if you're talking about the goddamn car.
Yeah, I think it's actually, I think it's like a tractor. Cat. I think it's a tractor. I can't beat up a tractor, cat. Though.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, wait.
Yep. Bear cat.
Binturong. The Binturong, also known as bear cat.
See? And it's not a bear. It's a cat.
I don't know if it's a cat either. It's ugly as sin, though. I would run from that thing. That is ugly.
Get so, me, boy. So you're telling me that that thing is Ray Valito. I got you. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
EDIs you can't trust.
All right. Well, there you go. People, stay safe when you take your roids. That's such an odd thing to tell people.
How about you just don't tell people to take roids?
That's
all right. Get the fucking attorney on the phone and see what he says about that.
Stay safe when you do your coke.
But getting back to The Rock, man. Real quick.
Do you smell
one thing I miss the most about The Rock is his Brahma Bull tattoo. I mean, he uses it for Under Armour and all his stuff for Under Armour, and now he covered it up with that ugly, I guess it's supposed to be like a realism tattoo of like an actual.
Yeah, didn't he like skull, upgrade it? He upgraded skull. It, right?
If it's that's upgraded. An upgrade, I'll take economy class if that's first
class.
Do you
think that he did that because of like the Texas Longhorns? Like it looked very similar to like their. I think it looked similar.
No,
to theirs, didn't
I don't
it?
Think so. It didn't. No, you could totally tell the difference between Texas Longhorns and his Brahma Bull.
Yeah. But I think it was just more like I'm gonna upgrade it, and then I don't know.
That's a regret. I bet you he regrets that stuff. I mean, that was a great tattoo. Everybody loved it. It was on his wrestling stuff. It's now on his Under Armour stuff. And
people got that tattoo because of it.
Yeah. And if people don't know it, you know, when they buy Under Armour stuff,
yeah.
I'm like, you're not going to know what it is because he no longer has the tattoo.
You know, just, oh, that used to be Rock's tattoo. No,
it's not anymore. Yeah, and the same, like I was a huge Rock fan, Stone Cold and so forth. And John Cena, I was a huge John Cena fan. I was like, oh, this guy's, he was the next guy in line to those guys. And I have a John Cena tattoo. You can't see it, but. Good old Johnny, Mr. Rapper himself. That's fantastic. That's well, we got some news for you guys coming up. We're going to have a telethon coming up for.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. We're going to be raising money for the Beer and Pizza Foundation. It's going to be, we're hoping to raise a lot of money for the Boys and Girls Club to get, well, beer and pizza.
And to get subscribers. It's a subscribe telethon as well.
Yep. And so we're going to have phone calls. We're going to have a phone number coming out at you soon. We're going to, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. You guys are going to enjoy it. We're going to, going to be some entertainment and maybe some prior guests will join us here on a telethon. It'll be in a couple of weeks, so hang tight. It's going to be a good time. And that's pretty much our show this week. Anything else to tell the folks?
No, I have scheduled for the telethon. I've lined up a few people to play strip poker while we do the telethon. So that's one of the events that will be going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. We're trying to look for a sponsor for that. So,
Okay. Yeah. Sponsor for that. Huh? That's interesting. Who would sponsor that? Huh. Mm. Trouser snakes. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking the podcast. Go to nerdsreviews.com, which we have not updated in a while, even though I've watched a lot of movies and I'm just a lazy bum.
And say no to drugs, no matter what the fiat
says. Say no to drugs. Watch Homeland on Hulu. It's actually pretty good. Just got into it. And then have you seen or heard of that movie Dissident?
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, what's that?
I'll have to shoot it your way. It's a documentary. It's pretty wild. Check it out.
The Miami one.
No. The Miami one is on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
This one is about, remember that Washington Post reporter that got murdered in like the Istanbul embassy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll check that out.
It's about the Prince of Saudi Arabia. Total dick. Oh, well. Can't all be winners. Oh, wait. You saw Night Stalker, huh? Real quick before we jump ship. What'd you think about that?
That was good, man. I never knew who that guy was.
Oh, really? You didn't know about Richard Ramirez?
No, and then it's a trip. I mean, he must have scared the crap out of a lot of people because I'm sure everybody up here in like in Northern California were like, oh, it's happening in, you know, LA. It's, you know, whatever. Little did they know he was hitting people up in San Francisco.
Yep. It's crazy because.
And it was totally random. It's total random.
No, I know. People. Super random. Old people, young people, kids, random. And then here's a story. Buddy I work with back in the 80s when that was happening, he actually lives in that area, like the Pico Rivera, Whittier, where most of it happened.
Mm-hmm.
His dad would sit on the porch all night with a gun.
That's what I'm doing right now. That thing creeped me out. I'm so paranoid.
Wait, you're sitting now?
I lost so much sleep after I watched
it.
Yeah. So I binge watched it until like the early morning hours. I'm like, oh my God.
I watched it in one sitting also, but I would like... Because you know what it was? You didn't know about it.
No,
and I was already aware of all the crazy shit this guy did. And I was already aware of the people that chased him down in the neighborhood and beat him. Like, I already knew about all that. The only thing I didn't know was that he wasn't put to death. I thought he was, but we found out he died from cancer.
Well, the thing that made me paranoid about it is not him. I mean, obviously he's dead. It's not, I'm thinking, oh, he's going to come get me. It's the random act. So random that the randomness you think, holy crap, this could happen at any time, at any day.
Yeah. But isn't that
I need to sleep with one eye open.
But isn't that anything? Everything's random to a person that doesn't expect it.
I know, but just to have somebody who's crazy enough to just start picking people out of the blue, just to start killing is not a natural killing another human being is not a natural instinct.
Like, no, it's
something's
just
wrong with you.
Super.
If you can kill somebody and go, it's like swatting a fly. Then obviously you need help. Something's wrong with you. You need to be put down yourself. You know.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody there hasn't seen Night Stalker, real quick, it is very graphic.
Oh yeah.
It is very. They show the actual crime scene photos, and it is very graphic. But if you love true crime documentaries, it is actually really good because you hear firsthand from the police that were on the case.
Another I enjoyed one that's it. Really good if you're into that is Into the Night on Into HBO Max. Night. It's about the Golden State.
Yeah. The Golden State, Golden State Killer, right? State is that a stalker? Did he go State by that?
Killer?
Golden State Strangler, Golden State.
Something like that. The guy who now he's hella old, he got caught. He's like,
he's the guy that used to be a police officer, right?
Used to be a cop, yeah.
Yeah.
But they make it sound like he was a cop the whole time he was doing it. He wasn't actually a cop for long.
I know. No, I know. Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't see it on HBO. I think I saw the one that was on like Amazon or Hulu or something. Because these other, you know how it is. One guy does it. Kind of like the Fyre Festival, right? It was on Netflix, then it was on Hulu.
Oh, really?
No, and the Fyre Fest. If you haven't seen the Fyre Fest, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Not ludicrous. What's his name? Ja Rule.
Dick. Ja Rule.
Man, that guy.
Yeah. The fake Tupac. Man. Anyway, there you go. See,
look. There's a quick coin.
Bitcoin update.
Bitcoin update.
Mm-hmm.
Still taking a shit.
Where are we at?
We were at 29,000 before the show started. We're now 31,000.
Oh, it went up. It went up. Okay.
Yeah. But that's a really long crazy way from 40,000.
But you know, the GameStop thing is still crazy to me.
The GameStop thing is, it's unfortunate, actually. Because it's not real, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no, it's going to dump. It's going to take a shit.
Oh, man, I feel so bad for anybody who doesn't jump out now.
Oh, but here's a good story. Somebody like that had like $16,000 in college debt was aware of that this might happen.
That was happening, yeah. So I heard he was able to pay off his debt.
Yeah, she ended up buying like $4,000 worth and paid off the whole thing. I was like, that's great. Yeah. And then right now, did you hear about AMC Theaters? Their stock went from 50 cents to $8.50.
$19.
Or is it 19 now?
Yeah.
And they're saying it's the same thing. They said like the Reddit, whatever it was that boosted GameStop, also boosted that. But think about that. Let's say you spend $1,000 on that 50 cent stock. That's bananas. You'd like, man, I have a great chunk of change right now. So.
Well, what's funny is that this proves that Wall Street does not control the market.
No, Reddit does.
Yeah, if you get a bunch of people that can do this, like thousands and thousands of people to do this, yeah, you can't control anything, man.
Oh, man. Oh, that's so funny. It's so funny, though, how that kind of stuff is just too good. It's true. And it reminds me of Bitcoin. It reminds me that it's just people that build it in the marketplace themselves, and they're the ones that can bring it down as well.
Absolutely.
That's just because we know how regular stock works in the sense of a technology company or even the company like Disney that has like a streaming service. Stock goes up because they anticipate everyone's going to buy into it with their announcements of what they have coming out. GameStop don't have shit coming out. What do they got? You know what I mean? There you go. So there's your Bitcoin update. It went up during the show it went down when we started and then up when we ended. Man. And what are you at right
now? AMC.
Are you even Steven on your Bitcoin right now?
No, you're not down. Yet.
You're still.
Let me see. How much am I out?
Let's see what you're at. Man, are you still losing your shorts? That's just such an odd saying.
Yeah, man.
That's an odd saying.
Oh, I am down. I'm still 10. I'm still down.
Down like 10 bucks?
10 bucks.
Loser.
Yeah.
You need, man. Yeah. That's why we have a telethon. So we can get you some more. So we can get you some more Bitcoin.
Yeah, you should buy Bitcoin.
Oh man,
Venmo me crazy. Some money. Buy Bitcoin or maybe some AMC stock.
Oh man,
But if I was like GameStop and if I was like the owners, and you know how I'm sure they have stock in their own company, I'd sell it. Man, I'd sell it in a heartbeat.
Oh, if I owned any amount, a large amount, I would sell it right now. Yes. Oh, big time. You know, I don't know if you remember or if you even heard about this, but they had a deal lined up with Microsoft where you can purchase memberships through GameStop, not like Xbox Live Gold, but to purchase Xboxes where you go in and you pay monthly to get your Xbox. It's almost like a rental service in a sense. Anyway,
okay.
But it didn't last. And that was supposed to be their big thing. Microsoft said they were going to save like 100,000 Xboxes to the side for them, and the deal fell apart. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, things like that, I understand, would boost your stock. But there's nothing. GameStop is still the same. There's nothing special about it.
Right. When Dennis, you remember Dennis?
Yeah, he was on the show before.
He reached out to me, and he was like, oh, look, I told you GameStop went up. And I'm like, what? What is GameStop doing? Why would it go up like it did? And that's when I read all the articles that it's nothing that they did. It's just what people are doing. People are controlling the market. And it's not the company's, basically the company's out of control of all of it. And it's just dependent on the people.
Yeah.
And I mean, plus if you can get in, I mean, if you were in on it and you could get in on it and make a quick cash and get out, man, that's great. That's awesome.
Fantastic. It is. Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. If you could do it, that's great. But again, that company has nothing to offer. They almost went out of business during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And now look at them. The number one company in America.
And their number one thing is used games. So if games ever go strictly digital, they're out of business.
And also anime toys or some crap. Or Pokemon. I don't know.
Oh.
People still like that stuff.
Pokemon. You can get that anywhere now. You can get that at Best Buy now.
Yeah, I know. Best Buy has a toy aisle.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm still waiting for the new Toys R Us stores to open up inside of malls. And KB Toy Store is supposedly coming back. And
KB and Toys R Us were like the Pepsi and Coke.
KB was in the mall. It was a mini Toys R Us. Toys R Us, of course, was the mall of toys. Man, I spent hours in Toys R Us. I love Toys R Us. I even met Jeffrey one time along with David Hasselhoff.
David, that's right. That's right. I remember David Hasselhoff was wearing silver Nike Cortez with the red swoosh on it.
Yeah, and he rolled. Maybe did he roll up with? Switch. He had. I can't remember. Was Kit there?
No, Kit was not there.
Remember, Kit was not there, right? Didn't he just come out of a limo or something like that?
No, we were inside, and he came. We were lining up in the aisle, and he.
I remember
came
we
out.
Were lining up. I remember that. We were
inside
lining
the store,
up.
And his manager or somebody came out. Okay, put your hand out. David's coming. David, hang on.
That's right. That's right. David Hasselhoff, the Hoff, fantastic. Hey, he saved the. What is it? Great Wall? Not the Great Wall. What happened that when the Berlin Wall? He was singing on it, something like that.
Oh, he brought it down, man. It's because
he brought it down. Yeah, he saved.
Had nothing
Germany.
To do with Reagan. It was all Hasselhoff.
Reagan, come on, Reaganomics. All right, well, that's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking the Podcast. We'll catch you next time.
Bye bye.
Hey everybody, here's an introductionary cap, and I got some outroductionary cap. Is it outroductionary or what? I don't know. Captain Phillip here. Please contact us at nerdstalkingthepodcast@yahoo.com if you have any questions. Subscribe, rate, and review our show, and download it. It'd be a lot of fun if you did that. I appreciate it a lot more than a bit. Also, these guys met David Hasselhoff, so I have to catch up to their life choices, because they is amazing. Thank you for listening to Nerd Talking the Podcast.